Hi, Pastor Brandon here for our readings for Sunday, February 23rd, 2020. Today we're going to be digging into Exodus 24, 12 through 18, Psalm 2, 2 Peter 1, 16 through 21, and Matthew 17, 1 through 9. We'll be starting with Exodus 24, 12 through 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain, in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.' Now, therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." 2 Peter 1, 16 through 21. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." Matthew 17, 1 through 9. "And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." These are our readings and the word of the Lord for us this Sunday, February 23rd. I want to particularly point out something from our Exodus reading, which we'll be getting into here not too long from now. We're going to be reading this exact reading from Exodus as we are entering into the book of Exodus on Monday. I want to talk about the fact that Moses goes up on the mountain for 40 days, because we're going to be talking about that today in our preaching of the word as we join together as a family, the significance of this 40 days. The significance of this 40 days with Moses and the significance of the 40 days of fasting in the wilderness with Jesus, bringing us to the significance and practice of a very early church season. And we're talking about 300 AD early church. This is not too far separated from Christ. And this is the practice of Lent, a 40-day season, which we set aside each year to make sure we live lives of repentance, live lives of remembrance, and live lives knowing that Christ comes and truly reclaims what hell has stolen in our lives when we truly seek him. When we seek him, we will find him. That's what the word of the Lord teaches us. And Lent provides us this opportunity, and this tradition of this 40 days of Lent comes from passages like this, where Moses goes up on the mountain to sit with God for 40 days, and where Jesus goes into the wilderness to prepare for what's to come for 40 days. In this, Lent is a season of preparation as well. The point is, Lent can be a very powerful and useful tool in our arsenal as Christians. It is a gift given to us by God, and it's not just about giving up stuff. Sure, we hear about our Lenten penances, the things we give up for, or the things we give up during Lent. But it's also about taking on practices. It's about turning our direction in repentance, as in changing from one thing and going towards another, in particular that other thing being faith in a journey with Christ. Maybe it means bringing on a prayer time, an extra prayer time, bringing on more reading of the word. Maybe it means just being more attentive to what God is doing around you, attempting to be more attentive. But it's not just about giving up things. It's about bringing on healthy practices that drive us further in our faith. Remembering who Christ is, what Christ does. Finally, allowing him to reclaim those parts of our lives we haven't allowed him to reclaim yet. The 40 days Moses spends on the mountain, the 40 days Jesus spends in the wilderness, is where we get this practice. And it is amazing, as Lent begins this Wednesday, that these readings this Sunday would begin pointing us towards this wonderful practice of the season of Lent. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.
Because you will seek me and you will find me.